everyone, and welcome back to our Fox Den Sports podcast, along with my three wonderful sons, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon. I am Todd Fox, and we are the Fox Den Sports podcast. We would like to welcome all of our friends, our family, and those many foes that continue to watch and listen.
And we appreciate it. Oh, so dearly, you know.
Oh, I love them. Love all those foes. There's a few. I don't want to name them, but you know, just anyway. All right. Welcome back again, Gannon. You missed last week. I don't think anybody's seen you for about a month because you had spring break a few weeks ago, and then you. What else did you do?
Oh, well, then we were podcast for 3 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. You went to, where'd you go again? In Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
About it.
Did you eat anything good? I mean.
No. Not really. No, we were trying to children's home.
Okay. Any, were they better than those chips you were chowing on a little bit ago? Or?
No, it was pretty good.
Pretty good chips.
Children's homes, man. They got some good food. What are you talking about?
Little peanut butter pretzels.
That's where Mom and Dad found me, you know?
Hold on, that's the wrong one.
There we go. Yeah.
That would have been better. So, anyway, we're still learning here at the Fox Den Sports Podcast.
Well, I've been doing this for 3 years, but yeah.
We've got a few things to talk about tonight. I think we can talk a little bit about some NFL free agency news. I don't know if Garrett has any Sooner news, but, you know, the college basketball tournament, you know, and then a little bit of some Thunder as well. So where do y'all want to begin first? Let's talk a little NFL, action going on. When we were on last week, had Russell Wilson already been gone to Pittsburgh? I can't remember if we even discussed that.
He had not.
Had he not? I don't remember when that all that
he hadn't
happened.
Derrick Henry hadn't signed.
Right. I know Derrick Henry, which
but
yeah, I think that's a good signing for Baltimore. I think he is exactly the kind of running back they need if he's the same, which I get the fact that he's probably not going to be as productive as he was in other years, but he's going to take a lot of pressure off of Lamar Jackson. I don't know if you guys think what are your all thoughts on that one is.
Even if he's not the same, though, the offensive line's better than what he had at Tennessee for the majority of any year he was there. So,
way better quarterback.
Plus, when you have a quarterback that's a running threat, too, that still takes off a little bit. And a passing, like he was with Ryan Tannehill. So,
that
I think.
That team's good enough that he doesn't need to be what he was.
Exactly. He'll be a workhorse and be very, very productive if everything stays healthy, obviously. But.
100%. I agree. Who else? I know there was a lot
Brown.
Of...
Marquise Brown signed with the Chiefs.
I think that's a good one. I think he could be...
I do too. I think he sucks. I think Marquise Brown's terrible. I think he's just carried by his speed, but I also think Mahomes is going to make him a lot of money because he only signed a one-year deal.
But he's also known for dropping balls too, so it's
left and right, yeah.
I remember him talking about when he left the Ravens, he was like talking about how he was going to finally have a quarterback that could throw him, and everybody just started dropping clips of balls hitting him in the chest, balls hitting him in the hands, and just...
Yeah.
I love him. Did some great things back in the day, but...
Back for us, yeah. I think Saquon had already signed, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes.
Yeah. I know that one had already been done. I know...
Justin Fields.
Fields is a trade... to Pittsburgh. I guess he turned down four other I don't know what the organizations were or teams, but to go to Pittsburgh.
I saw there's a guy at work who's a – well, okay, there's a guy at work that's a Chicago fan, and, like, Philly's definitely won for sure just based on the trade they made for Kenny Pickett. Obviously, they probably went for Fields first, but I can't imagine Atlanta being one of the teams because – why would Justin Fields have turned down a starting role over a backup? Because they would have only offered it before. They're not going to trade for a quarterback after they signed Kirk Cousins. That would have made
like
zero
he
sense.
Wanted to play for Tomlin,
and that could be the case.
I mean, he's.
I mean, Russell
he's
only signed.
Automatically
going
to have a better record than he always has, just being on his team. And Tomlin seems like he had some like meetings with him pre-draft and like. it just seems like they have like a good relationship already. So I think I feel like he wanted to just go to Tomlin.
Justin Fields draft or just
yeah.
Okay.
They had workouts and stuff.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean it'll be interesting. I just don't know how the jury's still out, I think, on him a little bit, but I just don't know.
What sucks is even if he's turns out being okay, which I guess would be more on him, but they don't have a lot of weapons in Pittsburgh either for him. So they traded away Deontay, so now they literally have is George Pickens. And I wouldn't count Najee Harris as a weapon at all.
No, no. Everybody keeps saying that team's going to be stacked. They are not.
No. Like, the offensive line is older. They have time to get it, you know, upgraded. But
and by the time he amounts to anything, if he does, that defense is going to be done.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sure. They still have some young pieces, but it's not going to be as deep as it is right now, for sure.
Well, Chicago's better, though. Dadgum, if they get Caleb Williams and they got, what is it, Keenan Allen,
DeAndre Swift, obviously. That was a thing already last week. But like, here's the thing. If say Caleb goes number one to Chicago, I guess, minus it being just the Bears and that franchise and everything, is that the best situation a quarterback being taken off the board first has been in? Like ever, or at least most recently,
in recent memory, at least.
What do you mean? What'd you say? I don't understand. Say that again.
Going number one, you don't usually walk into a situation like that. Like, he really has no excuse not to succeed,
not to honestly hit above 500 year one.
Yeah,
yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
And that's where I'm trying to figure out when the last time a quarterback got set up that well in their first year, being that high of a pick. Mm-hmm. One of the names thrown out was Andrew Luck, but we were talking. I don't think he had the weapons that Caleb will have.
It was a better situation than some, but he clearly didn't have great weapons. Wasn't his line
also horrible?
Andrews, line was terrible. Yeah, it just helped that like he was on a team that was doing well. Peyton Manning missed a year, so then obviously they got a good pick out of it.
Right, that's the whole thing is they were so bad because Peyton Manning missing. So he did get a good – he was in a good situation, but I think the only – I don't say concern, but is the coaching staff. Is how well are they going to be? Are they going to be better, with Caleb? Because I think the coach and his, the coaching staff has to do well this year. Otherwise, or the team has to do well. Otherwise, I think they'll be firing the coach and going again, getting somebody else. And that's the problem with a lot of these younger quarterbacks. I mean, look at Baker. He had different coaches, different offensive coordinators all the time. I mean, he never could get settled. And it happens all the time in the NFL. And hopefully that doesn't help in – or happened to Caleb Williams, but I'm assuming he will be the first pick. I'd be surprised, and I think the kid from LSU will probably go number two to Washington, and most likely, possibly give us some fits for a few years as Dallas fans. For some of us, maybe, I don't know.
He's not gonna be good.
You don't think so? You think Drake May will be
him? I'd put him as the fourth best quarterback in the draft.
Who do you think's better, Michigan quarterback?
JJ McCarthy. Which is a good segment to the next thing.
What do you got?
Minnesota made some moves after Kirk signed, trading with Houston to kind of get loaded up on some more draft capital to most likely trade up and for sure the top 10, if not higher, to be able to draft a quarterback, which is most likely J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah. I'm just not a big fan of Sam Darnold, but I think he's just going to be there for I mean, they're going to get a quarterback.
Be a future quarterback coach, so might as well.
Yeah, they're going to get a quarterback. I look for him to be like Bo Nix or somebody like that, or J.J. McCarthy. But I also heard that Denver wants him pretty bad, too.
Denver wants Bo.
Do they really?
Minnesota's probably getting – they've scheduled like a private workout with him that he'll be having soon. Like, that's pretty much who they're locked into, I feel like.
Yeah. Any surprise – go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, he'll have plenty of options. Aaron Jones, who's not bad. This is going to be the first year he's really going to be all by himself.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, a top two receiver in the NFL. And then TJ Hockenson. I mean, he's got plenty of help offensively.
Any surprise to Aaron Donald retiring? I know I was surprised.
Yeah, that was pretty
kind of shocking.
Random.
I mean, it happened at a random time, but he should have just done it after the Super Bowl.
I bet you he feels that way too, honestly.
I mean, I'm sure he thought they could do more than what they did after that, but like, we all, everybody knew that was a one and done thing. It was good. I mean, they did well, but
they even weren't bad the next year. But to go back to back is just way too extremely hard. Last year.
Yeah, but he's one of the best defenders we've ever seen.
He's one of the best ones in the recent years. Yeah, I guess he played for 10 years exactly, which is pretty
10
cool.
10 years of all pro. I think he's I think Barry Sanders is the only other player to ever do that.
Yes.
10 years of Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl is what
I meant. But I think he's like 8 or 9 all pros. But yeah, every year. Yeah. And then he's got, what, 2 or 3 defensive player of the years. So.
Yes.
That was shocking. Van Der Esch retired too. Leighton Van Der Esch.
Yeah, but he's been.
I feel bad for him.
I feel bad, but he's been hurt. So, I mean, it's.
No, he has. But I remember his rookie season. We thought him and was it Jalen Smith or something?
Oh, yes. Jalen Smith. Yeah.
We had the best young linebacker cores. And Jalen fell off really quick, and Van Der Esch just never got healthy.
That was right after Sean Lee kind of like. Fell off the cliff too, wasn't it?
Oh yeah,
so it was a perfect replacement. We were like, oh yeah,
100%. No, you're exactly right. Sean Lee was fantastic, and I mean the stats were out there. I don't remember what they were, but when he played, Dallas won a lot of games while he played, and he was just a leader out there. 100%. He was great. I love that guy. Did what's his name? Mike Evans, had he already signed his deal with Tampa Bay last week?
First deals made. Was it? A free agency.
I mean, that's really good for Baker Mayfield, I think, for him. I know Chris Jones re-signed with the Chiefs, which honestly I was shocked about that, but I mean, good for him for sure. Other than that, I mean, I'm sure there's a couple that were missing, but I can't think of any of them. I'm trying to scroll through right now.
Kenneth Murray, Oklahoma, former OU linebacker, signed with Tennessee. A lot of people are calling it one of the worst deals of free agency.
Really?
Yeah. I guess he's a pretty good run cover guy, but one of the worst passing linebackers in the NFL. So,
really?
Which I can see.
Calvin Ridley goes to Tennessee as well. I mean,
Yeah.
They're just not very.
Tennessee's spent a lot of money this year. Ridley, they got a defensive lineman, a linebacker, and they got Tony Pollard.
I like Joe Mixon going to Houston. I do like that, and that gives me a little bit of I'll be rooting a little bit more for Houston. I know.
I mean, I was already sadly rooting for them. Like, I love CJ Stroud.
I know. That's a player. I say it now. That's a player I have a hard time thinking I'll dislike in any way in the future.
I was about to ask how long until. It kind of turns, though, because everybody's
probably when he wins like 2 or 3 right Super Bowls, you know.
Depends on if it turns into a chode.
100%. Yeah, exactly.
I don't think he'll ever be a chode, but at some point it's going to turn and people are going to be like, oh, I'm sick of this guy. Yeah. I was just going
to
ask when that would
be. It's like Mahomes. I used to love Mahomes.
Any good player in any sport, yeah.
If it's not on your team, yeah.
Unless it's your team, like your guy, like some kind of a Dallas Cowboy or a.
Our teams never end up with that.
Other player. Well, yeah.
I will say, I saw a post. The other day, this is the final season before Shea, Anthony Edwards, and somebody else enter that Devin Booker of one of the best in the league. But what has he done? And one of the most hated in the league.
Which people already hate the entire team has already turned the corner of being they're all young and good and all, and then everybody hates us now. Though we're probably one of the most disliked teams in the league.
I wouldn't say disliked. I would say more so.
A lot of people hate us just because we took away the Supersonics.
Sure.
I would say more so they just have zero faith in us. That's what it is.
Well, that as well, and I don't either, but no, they just, I've seen people that just hate us.
I kind of
I like it. Well, because last time we were good, people overrated us.
Dad says he likes that, and then for instance, when Brent Venables does something to put a target on the back, I don't like it. I'm like,
I don't like putting a target on your back, but if you don't like it, it's because we're good. That's fine. But if you
Oklahoma City's only has a target on their back because they're incredible.
True, but we're kind of doing it to ourselves the way they act post game. I like it. I'm not saying I don't like it. No, I know, but a lot of
you talk about when they huddle up and they
start barking at each other and all this. That's the Shea's Instagram stuff. Like,
but they're not
calling
out other coaches or whatever that Venables did. They're not calling out other players. They're just doing what they do.
Venables
didn't
do that.
And if it annoys people,
he just called an entire state and you know, university and fan base.
Okay, that's even worse.
But, no, but yeah. I mean, it's Jay Will, right? Is he the one from Arkansas?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was he's always in there. They hardly ever talk to him, but he cracks me up, man. He's like he's a locker room guy. I'm telling
but
you.
But he's good. I don't know why people don't think he's good.
No, I didn't say, but he's good, yes, but
he's a good
Jay
backup set.
You've got four or five guys that are above him.
He's cool right now, but once we see him in the playoffs, we're going to be like, oh, like,
yeah,
there's going to be a couple players on our team that people get different perspectives after playoffs, or there's going to be a lot of people in good and bad ways.
They're probably only going to play eight guys, maybe nine, right? Don't you think? Unless somebody,
they'll limit it,
maybe.
But I think if he's healthy, he'll be in the rotation, because when he's in, we don't play bad at all. And he's the only one on that team that should be giving Chet any rest, the only one. Biombo, I don't know what happened to him. Surely he's not going to be available for majority of the year, if ever again. And other than that, I couldn't tell you another center we got on the team.
We have
what's Muscala listed?
I wish he got more.
Is he more of a power forward?
He's not sturdy enough to guard center.
No, that's, I agree.
Yeah, Jay Will's the only one who'd be able to just kind of. I mean, he wouldn't be able to, but staying in front of a Jokic or someone and just keep him somewhat out of the paint.
Well, speaking of the Thunder, I know we're a half game ahead of Denver. We're 47-20. Denver's 47-21. So we're still holding on to that number one seed right now in the Western Conference. Minnesota's a game back. Clippers are five games back. So, you know, and New Orleans is six. I mean, unless something crazy happens, we should finish 1, 2, or 3, which I'm surprised, honestly, that Minnesota's doing so well without
Anthony Edwards, man.
Towns, you know what I mean? You got Boston running away right now on the East, but that's just going to be very
conference.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I love the downfall of the Clippers since All-Star break. It's absolutely hilarious. Because they were, in all honesty, the only team that I was like kind of scared of.
They were hot.
Like
a 12,
17, and like one
at one point.
Yeah.
I'm just
rolling.
Scared of Denver.
Oh, right.
Just
Jokic. We'll get beat by Denver if we play Denver.
Unfortunately,
we're gonna have to play him if we want to get to the finals. You have to go. Most likely gonna go through Denver.
Who do you guys think that, like,
the
who do you
only
feel good
team,
against? Who do you feel bad against?
The only team I feel bad against is Lakers. That is the
Lakers,
only team in the
Lakers scare me
West.
To
death. No. Dude.
Well, I mean, Lakers and Warriors just because of experience.
No, no, not the Warriors.
I mean, all it takes is Clay and Steph get rolling. It doesn't matter.
Asking that Lakers team to pump out 6-7 games in
one
series against us
is
there's no chance.
Clay Thompson into it.
Nah, I mean, they're the only team that has dominated us every single game we've played them, and I mean dominated us. And it's not. It would only maybe get worse in the playoffs with them. They're going to do the same thing and limit their rotation and play their best players. And
yeah, but that just means they have to play more minutes, and they're a bunch of injury, like, glass kind of guys. Like,
I mean, I wouldn't say anything. Yeah,
it depends on what round. If it's late enough, like, LeBron won't be able to keep up. Like, as good as he is,
he'll be fine. But you can't ask Davis. They're way too old and way too just like.
But if it's like round one, it'd be different.
With most teams,
I'll just say I am not scared of Denver though, at all.
I'm scared.
We're 3-1 against them this year.
Yeah, but it's just Jokic. Like, something about that guy, just nobody can stop him, and it makes no sense.
We have.
Dagnall
is
honestly
Dagnall. There's a reason Dagnall's up.
Playoff basketball's different though. Playoff basketball's different.
And it comes down to experience too. As much as I love our squad, like, and I think they can do it. I think they can do it. It's just,
well, I think they can, but
if it's close enough, what's going to break the tie? It might be experience. But we could hope that
the youth and the energy
and the excitement.
I've ever seen anybody play on Jokic. So that's like a plus. But I don't know, playoffs, man. Like,
there's a few
of our players who are going to get exposed. And we know that team is as perfect of a team as it can get, which I think our team is as perfect as it can get without knowing exactly, like with the playoff series under the belt. But that still leaves a couple question marks, if that makes sense.
We still have the best basketball player on the planet, so we'll be fine.
True. But I mean, here's the thing about the playoffs. Yes, it's different, but I guarantee you, bold prediction from Garrett, whatever, they're Shea, Chet, and J-Dub are going to be a different caliber risers. Of player
yeah, no, they,
in the playoffs.
They will all rise.
They're, one, yeah. they're gonna, right now, they'll make up for the difference of the people who you said are going to be, you know, what'd you say?
I mean, yeah, it's...
I don't know.
For me?
Well, what? No, Gannon said they're going to be
exposed. I'm saying, like Denver's
yeah.
a perfect... Well, oh, yeah, yeah. Ah, okay.
They'll wait, make up for the guys who get that. Exposed. The question is it enough? In the future, it's more of just filling in those holes that we had in the playoffs. But right
yeah,
now,
which
can
is exactly
Shea, Chet, and Jada...
This playoff is good.
Yeah.
Who I think is going to take it to another level
Joe
and absolutely dominate...
Joe,
I think
rolling,
Joe
though.
And Dor are going to be the biggest
X-factors. X-factors.
The biggest difference.
I mean, they,
sure.
could, they could be what – they would be the difference makers of what can separate it from a win and a loss. If Dor
yes.
can lock up and Joe comes off the bench and keeps the points
because
rolling.
You see, like, Denver last year, like, the Aaron Gordons and the like the Caldwell Popes, those were the guys that, like,
Porter.
They make the right play, make the right shots. Like, that was
it, I mean, yeah. And well, and you look at it, too. I can vividly remember probably five or six of our losses this year, which is a good majority of our losses, have all been when Dort's not hitting, and that's really about
it,
honestly, or Joe. But a couple years ago, Dort's the only...
If Giddey plays over 20 minutes, or I'm going to say over 15 minutes average, we will not win one playoff series.
You're insane.
Or if he just doesn't shoot.
He's going to get exposed. Like, I can't even describe it. It is going to be some of the worst basketball you've ever seen in your life if he plays more than 15 minutes. And if he doesn't play more than 15 minutes, that's because we're blowing them out because he hasn't played all game and he'll play the whole fourth quarter. So
I can't wait.
I don't
for
know
him to prove you wrong.
I'm
do you think
he
do you
is
think in the
horrible?
Do you think Cason Wallace is in the rotation
yeah.
though? Yeah,
definitely.
Oh yeah.
I don't think
Giddey should play a minute.
Wallace
should play. Joe should play.
Well, we know he's going to. We know Wallace and we know Joe. We probably
Hayward will get some time.
We could go 10 if we kind of like need it.
Okay. I think we'd almost have to go 10 just because
which could be good.
If you don't start, if you don't play
LA.
Jay Will, yeah. If you don't play Jay Will, you're gonna have multiple guys trying to fill in for Chet.
Yeah. So
I
explain
do like
this.
What Gary said, though,
go ahead.
I was gonna say I think our trio is all like we all know
yeah.
or we all know they're good right now, but playoffs will all rise, which is huge.
Yeah.
Like the Celtics, their trio has always been like hit and miss, not all risers, but which this year might be different with Porzingis, but our trio right now, they're all just gonna step up and it's gonna be awesome.
And in my honestly, Dort's probably one of the ones I remember having the most playoff experience, and from what we've seen, he's been a riser. He offensively and defensively. Oh, yeah. Granted, it's been a couple years, so who knows?
Yeah,
but
was it just that Rockets series?
Well, Rockets series was defensively, and then I'm pretty sure maybe it wasn't that series or the previous year. He had a game where he dropped like 30 something, and he was like 7% from three.
Game seven,
he's
he
hot.
Dropped. 30.
If he's
but
hot, you
also
can't
the play in last year, he was also excellent on defense.
Play
which
we
is also
that,
a playoff
yeah.
atmosphere.
It is. Right. That game we only lost that game because we didn't have Chet. That was literally the
and,
only reason
and
we
Shea
didn't win.
Played pretty poor because he had like the
he got
strained
the face,
eye or black
yeah.
eye. Yeah. So
hey,
if he played better and we had Chet, we smoked that game. Anyways, go ahead, Paul.
Speaking of play in, so explain to the audience and then even help me out because that's hard because it's fairly new. Is it the 7, 8, 9, and 10 seeds? Like right now, hypothetically, if the season stopped today, it would be Dallas, Phoenix, Golden State, and Lakers. I'm assuming it would
yes.
be Dallas against the Lakers and Phoenix against Golden State. Is that what I'm – is that what I'm, and it's just
no.
one game, right?
Dallas no. would play Phoenix.
Would
the
they
winner,
really? 7 and 8?
The winner gives the playoffs. The loser plays the winner of the 9 and 10.
Ah, okay.
So the 9 and 10 have
so
to
you
win
can,
two to make it in. Both the 7 and 8 only have to win one.
Okay.
Which we were we 9 last year?
We were,
we,
yeah,
because
we won against.
And then we had to play again to get in. We missed it.
Right.
It's a far cry from last year. I mean, we are, if we win 70%, right now we're at a 0.701 percentage. We would have 57 to 58 wins, which would be oh my goodness, ridiculous, insane. Right?
What's our record for most wins?
We're 47-20 right now. 47-20 right now.
You're saying our record for most ever?
For the most in a season? That.
What's the Thunder's all-time record?
Probably 56.
Did we never get in the 60s?
Tell me what.
60s is a different level. I want to say 56, 57. But that's just off the dome. We might have hit 60. 60 is just a lot, man.
Well, it is, but looking through here right now, I've got it.
I mean, as the Thunder, they went 60-22 in 2013. If you want to count Seattle Supersonics, it's different. But I don't care about that. 2014, we went 59-23. 2012, 47-19. Right now, 2024, we're 47-20.
And it's similar to how it is this year. Like, we went high 50 or 60 wins, and we were still, like, tight up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd have to go 13-2 to tie.
Basically tied for sixth place for most wins, and that's including Supersonics. So we're tied in third for most wins for the Thunder right now.
And you look back on it, and then, of course, it's any team can say this, but I mean, we dropped a game against Indiana last week, and then a few weeks ago we lost to San Antonio. Detroit. There were several of those.
Yeah, but everybody everybody who loses games they're not supposed to lose. Like that's just part of playing this many games.
I would rather lose those games.
We're not supposed to win.
Yeah,
I'd rather prove we can beat the good teams than only lose against good teams.
We have by far the best record. I can't remember if it's above 500 teams or I think it might be even like above 600 teams.
We have the best player on the planet. That's all you have to say.
Best player on the planet, 100%. Best rookie on the planet, best head coach on the planet, best
and most improved
on the planet.
27-7 at home, 20-34 in the division, 30-15.
I think we literally have like the best bench too.
And we have the best starting, or not starting, but we have the best team on the floor rating wise.
We also have the best, we got the best looks too.
Yeah, we do.
Just keep healthy. What do you mean keep them healthy, and it's going to be fun to watch. I don't know. I mean, do you see Boston come out of the East right now? I mean, do you think anybody can challenge them?
Nobody's challenging
Milwaukee.
I mean, the only but Milwaukee's just not looking as good as they should. So, like, Milwaukee on paper, Giannis, I think, is one of the best in the league. So, I would think. But,
I'm
like,
just
that side's just,
when...
that's just a weak
I'd say when Boston makes the finals, because there's nobody to really compete, and it's just like just a sad conference.
But I mean, honestly, like,
we would be.
I think we could be
looking
Boston.
Insane in that conference.
I think we could. That would be a.
I think we could be Boston.
That'd be a tough.
Young teams, but
the biggest thing is they have also one of the best defensive teams in the NBA,
and they have a tall team.
They're a very tall team. Because they got.
But they also have shot chuckers though. You know, like they'll
Jason
get
Tatum
just,
also
like,
likes to disappear when it's time to play sometimes.
That too.
So,
yeah, I mean, I'm not kidding, but yeah.
I mean, yeah,
all it takes is 1 year for him not to do that. And not many teams can stop that team.
Speaking of Boston, go ahead.
I also think though, if let's say we had one or two games to start off that series, like we could easily, very easily kind of get in their heads and then they're overthinking things or stressing out, make the wrong plays, and then it's ours. But that'd obviously be if we started off really hot.
I am curious.
And discipline.
This would be something we'd have to look up elsewhere. But what are we one of the few teams that hasn't allowed like a huge comeback and lost? Because you see a lot of people are always talking about like, oh, they came back from 15 or 20 down, which is all over the place right now. And we have a lot of games where they'll come close, and then we'll kind of kick it
but
in
we
the gear
pull
and close
out,
it out. Which is always what the announcers are raving about and everything, which is fair. But kind of to Gannon's point of – and Callen's, but like these guys not getting in their head, especially just mid-game, and be able to turn it around real quick.
And we also have – two of the best fourth quarter players in the league, specifically within 5 minutes and 5 points, like which is defined as like clutch. Like Williams and Shea are just like Like you can't stop both of them in one game.
Yeah, you see Dub has the highest shooting percentage in the NBA on pull-ups.
It is absurd. Oh, I thought you were just talking about his efficiency within the clutch. But yeah.
Just in general.
But six times a season we've lost two games in a row. I mean, so it's weird how it happens like that. It's like boom, boom, and then we go on this winning streaks, lose one. I mean, we haven't lost more than two at all. So that's pretty impressive.
Which I know a couple of those I think could be like long travels or like one of those is one of the back-to-backs.
New Orleans and
like
Golden State
weird scheduling.
Was the day in between and they were both here. Golden State game was that one. I think is that the one where
goaltended or something.
The
and then Sixers and we played here against Sixers, lost by four, lost by three at Minnesota. Then Atlanta and at Atlanta and at Brooklyn we lost in a row.
Two games we should have won.
Detroit and Minnesota.
Well, we should have won
back.
All of these, I guess. But
that Detroit game was just and we didn't get
Detroit. You
know, and then Utah and Dallas at Utah and Dallas. So those are the only things that we've really lost back to backs this season. And Shea, I saw something. I can't remember how many times he scored 31 points. It's a record in the same. Yeah, something like
it's
that.
Like 15 or 16 times or something, yeah.
Impressive. This team's extremely impressive. I can't wait to see what else they've got going on. I saw something the other day. We were talking about Boston a minute ago. I mean, I saw it actually yesterday, because yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. What sports team out there has the best green uniforms? Do you have any thoughts on the best?
Throwback Philadelphia.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Throwback Eagle. Jersey.
The old Kelly Green. That's what I say, too. But hey.
All right. Glad we agree.
Or, you know, the good one is Seattle Sounders. Yeah. They have some nice ones.
Seattle Supersonics used to have some nice ones back in the day, but they are now us.
Meh.
Trash team, trash franchise. Gross. There's a reason
Seattle. Yeah, I can't wait, though, until they get an NBA team again, and then we'll just.
I mean, they couldn't support it the first time. Fine. What makes us think they'll do it this time?
I can't wait till we have that rivalry and they hate our guts and we like.
Yeah.
At least for the first 10, like
and
5 years, we'll
be,
probably
be,
smoke
it will
out
be
of the
fun.
Water.
Gary Payton Jr. tries to go over there and lead him, and it's just, I mean, by that point, he's 40.
It's a catastrophe.
That's awesome. All right, college basketball. The Oklahoma is not in it. I personally don't think they deserve to be in it at all. Anyway, so it is what it is, and they declined an NIT. Chance to play in the NIT, but the basketball tournament is coming up, and then I know the number one seeds are UConn, Houston, North Carolina, and Purdue. Here's my thing, like, to me, and I could be wrong, the tournament does not feel as special as it was back when I was a kid.
Hyped
and up. I don't know if it's because a lot of these guys just they play one and done and they're gone. I don't know what it, you know, but do you think that has anything to do with it? Right,
the talent level is definitely worse.
Well, they play one and done, but also, like, the best players of that age aren't even in college.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, all the players that are, like, people are keeping an eye on, they don't go to college anymore. Like, they have a different route, and it's just like.
It's either G League or Europe at this point.
Or, like, whatever Melo did. I don't even remember. What did
he do? Melo? Europe.
Yeah, Europe as well.
I was thinking you were talking about Carmelo. I was like,
nobody cares about him.
Is there any team you're rooting for since OU's not in it? Is there anybody you're kind of going, I kind of like, wouldn't mind seeing that team win at all?
Nope.
I don't even root for teams, honestly, most of the time. Yeah. I just like watching the players that are like NBA prospects. I'll start like kind of siding with teams depending on that, but starting off, I'm never. Really
I'll pretty much always be rooting for the underdog.
That's
most any game.
I will probably Houston's one of my favorites just because I love Kelvin Sampson, what he did for here, and I think he's great. But I always,
yeah, but he left.
He's great.
So.
Anyway, I do think I will always root for Kentucky. I always love Kentucky. They're a 3 seed, but I don't think they're not near as good as what they used to be at all. bandwagon, whatever you can ask your mom before you guys even born. Jamal Mashburn.
They were good back then, too.
Yeah, they were good then.
Bandwagon Pop.
That's who I like. That's a bigger bandwagon because you just said they're not what
so
they used
what?
To be.
Who cares? Pelfrey? Yeah. You're a clown.
You're a clown.
I will have a little bias for Kentucky just because that's where Shea came from. And Wallace.
Kentucky, UCLA, you know.
Huh?
Westbrook.
Oh.
That's not Grant. Just kidding.
What are you talking about?
But no. I just don't.
Yeah. Hey, the women's team, though, they're a fifth seed. Should have been higher.
They wouldn't have got beat
for sure.
Yes,
but
in the Big 12, man, early.
But they won the season.
I think that
which is more
that
impressive,
game early,
personally.
But hurt them, fortunately.
I just don't get how Texas is number one and we're number five and we won the. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Let's call and see what's going on.
The Harding women's basketball made the Division II March Madness, which sounds like, but it's like, I guess a big deal.
Oh, okay.
Have you gotten any games, though? That's the question. Have you gotten any games?
You said it perfectly.
No.
Oh, you can't support him.
Well, but
he's a pretty guy.
A
scholarly boy.
Well, that's my question. Do kids go or do they not really go?
The only time they went was whenever they offered incentives of money for their social club.
Well, the reason I ask is, I mean, when I was in college, of course, it wasn't the stuff that it is to do nowadays, but it was a big deal to go to the Oklahoma Christian basketball games, and there was great rivalries and all that. But nowadays, I just feel like there's a lot of stuff to do. There's so many different channels to watch something on if you wanted to, your phones, all this kind of stuff. I think.
Yeah, it's too much entertainment.
I think
people's
that has something
pockets
to do
and rooms.
Really, dude. Now, if they were. But I don't know the answer to that. I was going to say if they're one of the best. I mean, because you guys just won the national championship in football, and I don't think you had sellout crowds or anything, did you? Till the end,
Not till the late half when people actually started realizing it. Yeah.
No, that's cool though. But I mean, I'm looking forward to the tournament, and every year I sit there and go, you know what I'm going to do is I think I'm going to start next year. I'm going to make sure I watch a little bit more college basketball. And guess what? I didn't do it enough, and then. It's just not.
Never happens.
It's just not it. And I don't know next year with us going to the SEC if that'll help a little bit, because SEC is not. I don't think they're the Big 12, but I don't think they're as they're not as bad as some people may think. I mean, Auburn's pretty good. Tennessee's always good. Kentucky's good. So I think was Florida pretty good this year? I think as well. Maybe I don't know. There's some good basketball, but it's more of a football conference where. The Big 12, I think, will continue to stay pretty good in basketball with some good, with Baylor, with who you got, Kansas, Houston, those top teams. Iowa State's pretty good this year. So, I mean, they've always had a pretty decent team. So, we'll see. It's pretty exciting. But, unfortunately, I just don't watch enough of it. It's kind of like I love watching a little baseball, but my three sons don't. So, it's pretty disappointing. The baseball season's getting ready to start.
I like going to games. I don't blame you. I don't like what on TV.
But you would admit, though, October baseball is different. Like, it's just different feel, different, for baseball in October. Yes.
Because the games matter.
Well, it's a different feel, but that doesn't stack up to any other sport playoffs, though.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right. I mean, because NFL, obviously, is probably the biggest than basketball, honestly. And NBA is pretty cool. Hockey, I mean – hockey's even pretty good whenever it's especially game seven. But anyway, it's pretty fun though. What are y'all laughing at? I see y'all laughing. What are you laughing about? Y'all laughing at me?
Nothing.
If you were a baseball fan, who would your team be? Tell me that. Who would your team be?
St. Louis.
Baseball.
What? Why would you ask that question?
Who's yours, Garrett? I'm thinking the Yankees,
who do you think? If I had to go back to the team, I'd probably go to the Yankees.
Good grief, man. Get all mad because I'm asking that.
Paul, I was about to say a bad word.
I don't say bad words. At all. All right. So next week, the tournament will have started. I know we're going to need to be getting into some draft talk here pretty soon because the draft will be coming up here What is the dates? And then like the third week of April, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere like, I don't know what the dates. I'm going to say 21st, but I don't know if that's actually, I don't know if that's accurate. I don't have a calendar in front of me, even though I do have my phone and my phone's not coming on. But the NFL draft, I cannot wait. Most likely, what is that going to be, 18th, 19th, or the 25th and 26th, one or the other. So, yeah, that'll
probably
be
probably 25th. 26th.
It always is, but okay. Let me ask you this. I know we just one more question, then we're done. But we've got we were talking about free agency. I forgot to bring it up. Dallas owner Jerry Jones saying he's going to go all in, and then didn't really hasn't done anything. Any issues with that?
I think Skip Bayless put it perfectly.
Man, you're talking about when he got when he was mad. Yeah, I know.
His tweet.
The thing is, as I think we did talk about a little bit last week, the fact that, you know, you're going to want to pay CD and Micah, so you got to have some money to be able to do that. I see a lot of restructuring of some contracts going on.
Which, that's okay. Just don't be like, oh, I'm going to go all in. Like, don't hype
He's
it up
hyped
if you're
up.
Not going to do it is
he,
the problem.
The man's
it's okay if you don't do much.
You have no idea how bad I just wanted to just be, like, done with him. But I can't. It's the one team I just don't – and the Thunder as well.
Why not?
Just I would love to. I can't. It's just like it's ingrained in me. It would be nice, but the thing is who would that second team be? Do you have a secondary team?
No, just give up.
Probably the other
maybe,
Texas
Houston,
team.
Maybe. But see, the thing is I like some of the teams. They stink. Like I like the Raiders. I mean, I love the black and the silver and black. You know, the Raiders old, you know, attitude that they used to have, but they're not the same team that they used to have. So you know, Steelers always I like that because it's just cool, man. They're tough teams. But then I think at some point, I mean, the older I get, the more I keep rooting. What are y'all laughing at, you goons? Did you type something in chat? Probably. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I don't even know what I don't even know.
Talk about the Raiders.
Dad really likes the Steelers as well, no, like black and yellow.
Oh,
you know, Terry Bradshaw, TB12.
I get more attached to players. I like players. You know what I mean? But the only issue is that you got Degum Mahomes, who I liked 5 years ago, and now I'm just like, I can't stand him because he's too big of a winner. So, but anyway, it is what it is. All right.
It sounds like you just like losers.
Pop root for the losers.
That's I mean, why he's been able to be a Cowboys fan for so long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me see if I can find a little bit of laughter here, man. That is just some. The moment is gone.
Moment's gone.
Yeah, you have to wait. Gone with the wind right there.
Yeah. Plenty of guys here. We got here. Talking.
What'd you say? So, did you say
plenty
something?
Plenty of guys. So, yeah, Garrett, good job, man. All right. So, till next week, we appreciate everybody listening to our podcast. I know you got a lot of stuff going on in your life, and we do appreciate it. Here's the thing: we're going to be doing a tournament basketball challenge. It's going to be Foxton, is what the group name is going to be. Foxton. And the password is going to be Boomer with a capital B.
Capital B.
Do we have
think,
to do a password?
I think
password?
You do, because I don't want some goober showing up. So, and hypothetically, if you had.
But if they're a part of the den.
The password is going to stop God, that.
Anyway, all the, you know, the thousands of listeners that we have, you can get on. Could it be a capital B? It's going to be a capital B Boomer. Hypothetically, if for some reason that doesn't work, then try $ capital B for Boomer. I don't think it'll make me do that, but just in case, give me a heads up.
We'll put it in the description, maybe in the comments, post it on our Instagram as well, maybe on the Twitter. What's the prize
for
winning?
The thing? Well, here's the thing.
Hold up the National Cup.
You can get, you know, Fox didn't merch, but you're not getting this one. But I will tell you that the thing is it's for second place because I think I win this thing all the time. So it's amazing. So I don't know what you get for second place. I don't know. You guys got to figure that out. But I have a feeling I will smoke all three of these little fellas here. Pretty good. So it'll be fun. So, all right. I do want to remind everyone that iron sharpens iron.
Please stay safe.
Be savage and not average.
And remember to
join
the skulk.
And until next time,
good.
Bye, everybody.
Boomer.